It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Guys, I hope that you've had an awesome week. I hope your weekend is starting off nice and strong. I hope you guys are catching up on rest, doing whatever you got to do to plan for next week. Guys, we have a really special season today, and it's going to be with someone we've been talking about. We've been leading up to it, and it's finally happening. We finally have our guest speaker here. Some of you guys may already know him, and some of you guys don't. Very important person, and we want to make sure that you guys get to hear it from his lips, who he is, where he came from, what's he about. It's very important to get to know who you live around. Your neighbors could be your closest friends, could be your next business partner, could be family, could be anyone. And the last few seasons, we've talked about being intentional about being intentional anywhere you go, right? You go to a local restaurant, be mindful that place was not able to go up until the owners put blood, sweat, and tears. You know, now they have a service that they can provide for you to come and be a part of. And so anywhere you go, be mindful who you are. You know, your neighbors, they're going to be there for a long time. You don't want to create bad relationships. And so Fairbanks is growing. Yes, we're a little bit small comparing to other cities, but we are growing and we're growing quick. And in Building Alaska, we love to focus on building relationships, building morale, building a mindset that's going to help grow the state and the mindset in the state for the better. So I want to introduce you guys to our special guest, Josh Church. Thank you so much for being on our show. I'm really looking forward to this show today. I know a lot of people are. We've been talking about you a little bit in the last few weekends, and so I want to go ahead and introduce you guys to Josh Church.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here. I really like what you do. It's dear to my heart. You are encouraging people to build and grow their communities and build their lives, and that means a lot to me. It's something that I didn't understand as much when I was a young man, and it's taken me a long time to come around to, but it's just really special what you're doing in encouraging people to take ownership in their lives and control what they can to improve and grow their areas of responsibility. That's just great.
Absolutely.
So about me, I guess. I was born in Wasilla. My family's third generation Alaskan. We moved to Bend, Oregon when I was fairly young. Dad pastored there for a while. He quit his construction business, closed up shop, was called into the ministry. We lived there for a while, and then we moved to the Philippines, and we spent 4 years in the Philippines. So we moved back to Alaska in the early 2000s, and one of the first things that we did is we built our home. And that was new for me. I didn't have building experience. My dad, it was a learning experience for him because all those years in the pastor and the mission field, he had this knowledge of years and years of being a business owner in construction, just kind of like assumed his kids knew how to do this stuff. And he'd say, go get the tri-square or the T-square or this or that. And we'd look at him like he had something growing out of his forehead. So he had to realize that where we were at and teach us. And it was just a great experience. And it was so good. And my brother, God bless his heart, Seth, has such a vision. He was always ahead of me. He's about 2 years older. And he convinced my dad that it would be better for us, instead of getting rides to McDonald's to go work for minimum wage to learn a skill, if the next year we built a spec home for sale. So we did. Dad hired an engineer in town, and he would come in the mornings and line us out and show us how to set up footers and stuff, and then he would leave for the afternoon, and we would keep working. He'd come back the next day, and okay, what'd you guys get done? And then the engineer would come every couple of weeks and take a look at things, and we'd get our inspections and stuff, and even though it was out in the borough and we didn't need that, we hired this inspector, and it was a great learning experience. And we sold a house, and we made money, so the next year we said, well, let's do it again, and we did two houses the next year, and two the next, and two the next. And so it was a great way to learn how to build, to help grow the community, and pay for college eventually and stuff. And I still enjoy seeing those houses around the town and knowing that I had a part in helping to build the community. And it was fun. It was a great experience.
That's awesome. That's really important, you know, to start that mindset when you're young, while you still have a father figure, while you have someone who can lead you and guide you. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me I have Josh Church. We're just talking about, you know, his background, where he came from, a little bit about his family. It's encouraging to know that your dad was able to do that. You know, there's a lot of people out there who are listening right now who've never got to have that experience, and a lot of them are fathers now, and this is huge. This is very huge. We grew up in a very religious background, and unfortunately for my family, it took a turn for the worse, mm-hmm. and so it actually split us. Mm-hmm. And you know, hearing you share this story about where you guys started off and knowing where you guys are right now, it only goes to show, if you only were intentional about spending time. Yes, mm-hmm. when you were younger, you didn't know what a tri-square or, you know, a 10-millimeter socket was, but you were in an environment where it was uplift, it was encouraging. Mm-hmm. You weren't a stranger into a place where, you know, he wanted you to grow, wanted you to be a part of it. And the fact that your father saw that vision with Seth, and you guys went and you put it into practice, that's huge.
It was a huge blessing. And not everybody is given that blessing, but everybody has the opportunity to do that to others.
Yes.
And so I was very fortunate. And yeah, you're absolutely right. It helped me. So we built houses around Fairbanks. And one little side tangent, for your builders in the audience, for your entrepreneurs with vision, look for something that is different. One of the things we did, and I can't take credit for this, I was just learning, watching my dad, but one of the things he did is he found a niche. And so we built really small starter homes at that time when everybody else was building bigger homes. And so we had no trouble selling them. They sold quickly. And so look for something where there's a need that maybe isn't getting filled. But for the rest of my story, so that was, we moved back to Fairbanks, we built houses, grew up, went to college, and my brother went into commercial contracting. I did that a little bit with him. We started a commercial business, so we went and worked in Ruby, Alaska. We remodeled, you know, a school, went and worked up on the North Slope. I ended up going to college for 2 years, thinking I was going to get a civil engineering degree and then maybe become an officer and join the Marine Corps. But I got tired with school, decided I didn't want to do it anymore. So I dropped out, took a job with the business up on the North Slope, spent about 3 months there in the dark and working, you know, 70 hours a week at first. It was 7-10s. And then I think the last weekend, you know, we kept having more and more stuff to do. So the last weekend I was up there after Christmas, I think I did 120 or 130 hours.
Oh, wow.
So it was pretty brutal. So after that, I said, okay, I'm not going back to school, but I'm not going to do this anymore. So I ended up joining the military, which is something I wanted to do as a young man for a long time. So I did 9 years in the Marine Corps.
Oh, wow.
So I went to Iraq and Afghanistan with 2nd Reconnaissance Battalion. And then I made it into Marine Special Operation. And I stayed there for another 4 years, and we deployed around the world. Once I finished that, I decided I was done with it. I didn't want to do the 20 years. I was coming back to Fairbanks, to my home, to Alaska. And then I came back and fell in with what I know. And this ties into the blessing you were talking about earlier. I grew up being trained, not just the value of hard work, but also I had a specific skill. So when I came out of after, you know, I told you I dropped out to join the Marine Corps, I did 9 years, could have stayed in and had a good career there, but I decided I was done with it. I wanted to move on, and I wasn't going to let the financial prospect of that job hold me to it, right? I figured I can learn how to do something else. And so when I got out, I started a construction company and started getting into real estate development again. And I did that for a few years, bought homes, remodeled them, flipped them. I felt the market had changed, so there wasn't, I didn't feel there was the demand for new homes, so I did remodels instead. I felt there was the value there. And then I went back to college and finished my degree, and then I got into investment management, which is what I've been doing for the last 5 years. And people always say, well, how do you go from investment management? I mean, how do you get there from construction and the Marine Corps, right? And for me, that was a little bit just pursuing learning and having a little bit of a vision and belief in yourself. So a few years out from when I decided that I was looking at not finishing a 20-year retirement with the military, because that was a pension system back then. So you did 20 years and you got a full retirement for your life, or you got out early and you got nothing, right? So when I thought, okay, I'm about to hit 9 years, I'm going to be about halfway, I need to stay in to finish this. But I thought that's a really silly thing to do for 10 years, 11 years, just because that's what the money is, right? So how do I just replace this income? So I started studying finance for a couple of years before I got out, and I fell in love with it. But I thought it was just learning for myself and to replace that retirement, basically. But eventually it did become my passion, and that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years. But it took a few years. I fell back into the trade of construction because that's what I knew, and paid for college and did some building around the state. We ran around the state, Seth and I, and did a lot of remodels and commercial contracting too.
That's awesome. That sounds like a lot. Wow. I appreciate you sharing that. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this show, and with me I have Josh Church. We've just got done talking about where he came from and his vision, you know, serving in a service and just being where he's at right now. And I really appreciate you sharing those thoughts because, you know, like for me myself, I always have these thoughts where, am I making the right decision long term, right? When you look at time, it's the most expensive thing on earth that no matter what you got, you can't make more, right? It doesn't matter if you're a scientist, you're not going to come up with new minutes. You could be the richest person in the world, most wealthy, you'll never get the time back. And it's important to consider long term. That's something we never grew up with. And everything was so fast paced because technology was changing. People wanted to become more efficient. You know, I was listening to some of you guys might know him, Billy Graham. You know, he was talking about, you know, all the time in the world, it means nothing. It really means nothing until you really think about what you've put that time towards. It's the value is not in the time. It's what you did with that time,
right?
And so that's been difficult. And this generation that's out right now, I feel so sorry, and it's heartbreaking because in my time, I'm not that old, but I'm not that young either. You know, I'm 31 years young. I like to say young, not old, mindset, right? But when I was a kid, it was all about entrepreneurship, right? Because you felt like you could do something. Nowadays, people are making life decisions at the gas station or at the grocery store. But it's important to look into the long term to find out where you really want to be. But Josh, I wanted to ask you, like, what was the process? What was the mental process for you to get to the point where you're like, you know what? I know that this is what I want to do.
So I'd wanted to join the military since I was a little kid. It just excited me. I read books about special forces. And so that was something that I'd always thought of. And construction wasn't really a passion of mine. It was just something that I was around and I grew up, and it was a good skill and it was a way to make money and it was good to, and I kind of grew to have a fondness for it because every day you show up in construction and you get to produce something and then it's there at the end of the day and somebody else gets to use it. So you're putting real value into people's lives. And so I really grew to enjoy that. But I'd always had this like romantic passion for the military since, you know, watching movies as a kid, you know, you had this
influence.
Sort of, you know, you're influenced, you know, girls grew up watching Cinderella and boys. I watched John Wayne and the Sands of Iwo Jima and stuff, you know, that I wanted to do that. Right. But once I was in, I was pursuing that dream and chasing it. And sometimes you find out, in life that you get to your dreams and they're not what you thought they were, you know? And so I got there and I had a lot of fun and it was challenging along the way, but I became a little disillusioned with some of the policies, some of the foreign conflicts and interventionists. And I said, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And so then it was like, well, I had that moment you're talking about. There's only so much time in your life, right? So how do you value it? What do you want to do? And I basically just said, hey, what I'm doing is not as important as spending time with family. So I was like, I'm going to go back home to Alaska. That's where my parents are. That's where my brothers are. And then, you know what? We'd put off, because I was gone in the military 70% of the time. So we put off having kids, me and my wife and I. Said, well, if we get out, we can have kids. So it was a little bit what you're talking about, like trying to evaluate what do I want to do with my life? And it had been this young kid's dream to be in special forces. And then I got there and I said, I don't know that this is what I want to keep doing.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, Josh, for sharing that. Guys, I hope that it really encourages you, those who are listening, that it's okay to have these discussions with yourself. You know, you might have grown up in an environment where your father wanted you to be a specific person, your mother, you know, maybe a good influencer. Maybe you saw someone in your life that you really wanted to live up to and, you know, have their life. But guys, it's important to know what you want, right? And think long term. Guys, we're going to cut your short break. Don't go anywhere, because when we get back, we're going to pick up where we last left.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. For those who are just tuning in, guys, we have a special guest, Josh Church. Josh Church is a local. He's been here for a very long time. He's got a lot of things that he's been doing around the state. We just got done talking right before the show, or right before the break, we just got done talking about, you know, who he is, where he came from, his thoughts, you know, his vision, his journey in life. And so right now we want to go ahead and we want to talk to Josh and ask him and pick his brain about, you know, where he's at right now. Josh, you are involved in a lot of things here in Fairbanks. A lot of people here in the interior don't know what's happening around the city, right? There's politics, there's construction, there's big movements, there are big choices, big decisions, big projects. And so I want our audience to know, you know, how you got involved in politics and in the position that you're in right now. Last week we had Dave Bronson talk about the event that we had on that Wednesday. And so I want to just pick your brain for our audience. How did you get involved? What was the process like? What was the journey and why?
Well, when I came back to Alaska, I had figured out what I didn't want to do, you know, the prodigal son or whatever. I tried a vision I had as a kid, and I now decided that, hey, that's not what I want to do. I'd spent 9 years in the Marine Corps and I moved back to Alaska, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And during that season of self-evaluation and reflection, I listened and read some stuff that Jordan Peterson put out, read his book and listened to some different things. And one of the things he said that struck with me was that you should, you know, focus on what you can control, not these big visions. Focus what's in your sphere of influence. And then there was a Navy admiral who said, gave a speech, and he said something similar. He said, you know, first wake up every morning, clean your room, and you start your day right. Yes. And then I read in the Bible, and it talks about the parable of the talents, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, How many times did I like waste time thinking about who was going to be the president or what this foreign policy is? And like, I can't affect that at all.
Yeah.
Right. It is not within, I have not been given that level of influence and talents and stuff. So I just decided I was going to like bloom where I was planted, as the saying goes. And so I started focusing on my family. I started focusing on my job. And then, I got on the Animal Control Commission, and I got on the city finance, and I got on the GVA Member Advisory Committee, and then the borough finance. And I just got involved in small ways where I could help out in the community. Mm. And that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years. Somebody's election was going. I worked on that. You know, a couple of years ago, they had a special tax election and they said, hey, you're a finance guy. Can you take a look at this? The borough's saying they need to raise the property taxes by $10 million. So me and some other people sat down, we ran the numbers, and we found, well, the borough had $40 million in savings that they weren't really talking about. So, okay, they don't probably need to raise the taxes, right? Mm. And so I just tried to get involved where I was asked, where there was a need in some small way. And I think when you do that, you just try and say, let me focus on what I can fix, what's in my sphere of influence. I think God blesses that. And I think over time, other people recognize that. And your influence, as you try and control your temper, control your temperament and grow your patience and grow your responsibility and become more and more capable, I think your realm of influence grows, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what it's been for me, is just focus on what I can do to be a better man and to be a better help in the community. And that's what I've spent the last 10 years doing. And so then kind of somewhat out of the blue, I got asked to run for this position for lieutenant governor with Dave Bronson, because they're now on a combined ticket. And at first I said no for a lot of different reasons, but eventually I felt like it was my duty to do it. And so that's why I'm running.
Wow, that's awesome. So you've been involved in so much here in the interior. You've been a part of a lot of things, and you're able to see the bigger picture, right? Things that most locals will never be able to be a part of. And you know, I'm really happy that you shared all that, because you know, in Building Alaska, we love to encourage, to edify, to build up, you know, the minds of the listeners, right? Whoever's listening, to encourage you guys that if you have a desire to be a part of something great, right, it has to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so several shows ago, we've been talking about, look, if you got an opinion, if you got a way that you can make something easier, more efficient, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, you gotta plug yourself in there, right? You have to make yourself known, not in a way where, hey, you know, hey, I'm here, you know, listen to me and blah, blah, blah. No, it's, you want to make a change, you got to start somewhere. You have to be that change. And we talked about this on those episodes where, you know, start small. You're not going to get invited to the president's table. I guarantee you that you're not, especially if you've never had any kind of publicity or anything like that. So where can you start? Guys, there are so many opportunities here in town. For example, this is one of them that we talked about. When you're driving out of your house and you see a poster on that, on your street sign or on a tree, inviting the neighbors to be a part of, you know, a conversation on, hey, access, you know, road access, or what's going on with the road system, what's going on with, you know, the speed signs, whatever it may be. Start off by implementing yourself in there. And exactly, Josh, just like you said, once you start becoming a part of these things, people start to notice you more, as in like, hey, this guy cares enough, or this lady cares enough to be a part of, you know, the bigger picture, and they're going to trust you more. And of course, if you can find someone you can trust, you can work with that person. That's a huge problem all around the world, is trust, you know. And when you plug yourself more and more into a position where your voice will be heard, it encourages other people. Wait a minute, if he can do it, I can, right? We're not comparing ourselves, but it's a way to encourage yourself that, you know, just like everybody else, we had to start from somewhere, right? You have to start from somewhere. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me I have Josh Church. Josh, we've talked a lot about where you came from, what you were involved in right now, and we are running out of time. We only have maybe about 5 more minutes left of the show, unfortunately, so we're going to try to jam as much as we can in the last few minutes. But I wanted to ask for our listeners, you know, with what you're doing right now and all of the experience and everything, what you see in the future for what you do in the state of Alaska.
Yeah, so just piggybacking on what you just said, find an area that you care about where you can add value. And that could be, you know, volunteering as a firefighter or an EMT or volunteering on your road service commission or plowing the neighbor's driveway or getting on a committee or something, but find somewhere where you can add value. And don't assume that everything's being done right, right? you've got to get in there and pitch in, right? You know, don't walk in and reinvent the wheel and take over, but come in, listen and learn and move in. And that's what I said I felt compelled when I was asked to get involved. And some of this is people don't understand some of the problems we have because they're busy with their own lives, and so they don't understand some of the things that haven't been fixed by our government. And so, for example, most people don't know you can vote in Alaska without any form of ID. Section of the Alaska Statute 15.15.225 says if you refuse to show any ID, not a photo ID, not anything, like you refuse to show a utility bill with your name on it, you no ID, you can vote on a question ballot. And then when they review that question ballot, all you have to do is sign a statement saying you're not lying, right? And then they review the question ballot and they say, hey, this guy came and voted and he said his name was Bob Smith. Do we have a Bob Smith on the voter roll? Yep, there's a Bob Smith on the voter roll. Vote counts, right? So that is a problem. And most people don't look at those details. They don't get involved in that. And they just assume that the right things are being taken care of. Mm-hmm. But the reality is people have come in and looked at it. We have some of the dirtiest voter rolls in the country. So as lieutenant governor, that's the primary responsibility of lieutenant governor. It's to do some admin stuff, but the primary responsibility, they say guarding the seal and stuff because you have to be the one that stamps and makes regulations official. But the primary responsibility is secure elections. And if you don't have secure elections, then people don't believe their vote counts. They don't get involved in the process.
Very true.
And so the main thing that I have to do is go in and say, do we have chain of custody on the ballots? Do we have a secure election? Or is making sure everybody feels like their vote counts so that they can participate? And so that's some of the things we're going to look to reform. And then additionally, part of my job is I know the interior and I know building and I have a lot of connections and friends and people that my family's been in Alaska for three generations. And you know my brother Seth, and he's a builder. So part of my job is to connect those people and be an advisor to the governor and say, hey, you're from the Southeast and you know about this, but you need to talk to this guy. He does mining, or this guy does. I mean, I did this at the last meeting. I brought Bronson up and I brought him in and connected him with this builder who builds buildings on the slope, right? And so that was a valuable, they had a good conversation because he needed to know more about that for the pipeline that's coming in and some of the projects. And so some of my role is to connect the governor and say, hey, look, here's an area where you need to be spun up. This is the guy to talk to, right? And so my primary statutory role, constitutional role, is fixing elections, making sure they're fair and transparent and accurate. And then there's a little line that says, and other duties as delegated by the governor, right? And so that's me to be, hey, I'm on the team, sir. Happy to help out where you need me.
That's awesome. Sounds like you don't have a day of rest. You're so involved with a lot of things. And that's another encouraging thing is, you know, when you want to be a part of change, you got to see it first, right? You got to be able to see the vision, and then you apply that, right? In Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verse 2, it talks about, you know, write a vision, make it plain that all who can see can run with it, right? And that in due time, it will come to pass, right? So if you have a vision, put it into practice, put it into play. You never know where it's going to go. And like you said, you know, once you start getting involved, you start forming connections, you start forming relationships, and that network starts to grow bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger to where everybody's going to start having the same vision, same mindset, same spirit, same everything, and that's huge. And so for those people who want to be a part of a change like that, just know that you're not alone. There are people out there who are intentionally getting into these meetings, getting into these volunteer positions specifically to connect and to link up with people who are like-minded to build build that culture, build that mindset, and you build off of that, right? Yep. You're not going to see a house go up in one day.
Nope.
It starts with the cornerstone. You got to find that cornerstone. Guys, we came to an end on our show. Josh, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Yeah, this was great. It goes by quick, though.
It does, a little bit too fast, so hopefully we'll be able to have you back on sooner than later. But for those people who are just tuning in, guys, you missed an awesome show this weekend where Josh Church talked a lot about his life, where he came from, his vision, his journey. And guys, we will have him back. I can't tell you when, but stay tuned in, guys, because we will have Josh Church back on this show. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.